Welcome to Torah Timecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Nun Zayin. We have concluded the maskils of the last few mizmorim and are now on the michtam. What is a michtam? As we saw in Perek Nun Vav, according to Rav Hirsch, a michtam is a memorial, a tenant to be recorded for times to come for himself, for David. This perek, we also have another phrase in the Kotaret or introduction, Al Tashchet. And what does Al Tashchet refer to? We could easily go with the opinion of the Radak of David Kimchi of Provence. Lo nodat slinu hayom inyan hamilot asher berosho hamizmorim. We really don't know today all of the meanings of the words and the heads in the beginning and the introduction of these mizmorim. V'haschaluk b'nehem, and the differences between them. We could look at the simple meaning of the words Al Tashchet, don't destroy, and use it to help explain the situation that David is in. David is in a cave hiding from Shaul. And ironically, coincidentally, Shaul has entered the front of the cave by himself. Some of the key words that appear in the story in Shmuel Aleph are the Knaf Me'il, the corner of the garment that David will ultimately cut, and V'tachos Alecha, the fact that David had pity on him, and cutting, in fact. And we're going to see hints and echoes of those words in this mizmor. Avishai, David's cousin and advisor, is urging David to take advantage of the situation and to kill Shaul. After all, Shaul is a rodef, a pursuer, and the halacha is clear. Havala hargacha hashkem lahargo. If one is coming to attack you, you are allowed to attack first, maybe even obligated. But David realizes that others are egging on Shaul to pursue David. It is not Shaul's fault. Furthermore, David knows that he will one day be king and doesn't wish to set an example of killing a Mashiach Hashem, a king anointed by God. This is the opinion of the Radak. It could be that David is speaking to himself, Al Tashchet, don't do it. Don't kill Shaul, even if you are tempted. That's the opinion of the Malbim. The word Al Tashchet can also be a tchina, a supplication, a prayer beseeching Hashem, Al Tashchet, don't let Shaul destroy me. We can also look at the phrase as a reference to the words Moshe Rabbeinu uses in Devarim when he implores HaKadosh Baruch Hu to refrain from destroying Bnei Israel after Chet HaEgel. Or, as Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch says, Al Tashchet deals with the conditions that portend general ruin and corruption unless Hashem would intervene and put a stop to them. It is used here because of what David experiences in his own life. Don't let this destroy me, Hashem, all of this that has been happening to me. David resolves never to forget the emotions that caused him to voice this cry. So what is the historical reference in the Kotaret or title? Shaul is searching for David in En Gedi and comes close enough that David can cut off the corner of the coat. And David refuses to give in to the pleas of his men to kill Shaul. David is striving to prove to Shaul how unjustified and unfair Shaul is by hating and pursuing David. The Al Tashchet refers to physical destruction and moral corruption. David is trying to show he doesn't need to do anything to Shaul. He will rely on Hashem, and Hashem will protect him. Pasuk bet, Chaneni Elokim Chaneni, Kivacha Chasiya Nafshi, Ubetzel Kenafecha Echse Ad Ya'avor Havod. Grant me grace, God, grant me grace, for in you I have taken shelter, and in your wings' shadow do I shelter until disasters pass. Did you hear the words that echo Shmuel Aleph on what happened? The Chasiya Nafshi, the chas, the mercy that David had on Shaul, also had the word kanaf, the corner of the me'il, though in this case, u'bitzel kanafecha echse, the two words together, and in your wings' shadow will I stay and shelter. Why the double chaneni? The Midrash Tehillim says, the first so that I won't fall into the hands of Shaul, for if I do, he will not have mercy on me. And the second, that Shaul should not fall into my hands, lest I'm not able to overcome my Yetzer Hara and will kill him. The two ways that we looked upon Al Tashchet a few minutes ago. Grant me grace, Hashem, from both. Pasuk Gimel. Ekra l'Elokim Elyon, lakel gomer alai. I call out to God the Most High, to the God who requires me. Yishlach mishamayim v'yoshieni, he will send from the heavens and rescue me. Cheref shoafai selah, he who tramples me, reviled me, selah. Yishlach Elokim chasdo ve'amito, God will send his steadfast kindness. Nafshi b'toch levayim, I lie down among lions, eshkeva lohatim, that pant for human beings. B'nei adam shinehem chanit v'chitzim, their fangs are spear and arrows. Ulashonam cheref chada, their tongue a sharpened sword. Dangerous animals are human beings who not only have teeth and claws, but also swords and spears. On a midrashic level, and we see it quoted in the Radak, not usually known for midrash, we see a list of various enemies who have challenged David. The lions are Avner and Amasa, known as lions in Torah. Avner was the head of Shaul's army, who in addition to helping lead the chase, would also persuade Shaul to keep on pursuing, even when David would do things that would prove he meant Shaul no harm. Amasa was David's nephew and later a captain in David's army. But in between working for Shaul and joining David, he will also be joining Avshalom during Avshalom's rebellion. Both are identified as servants of Shaul, who refused to execute Shaul's command to kill all the Kohanim of Nov. It was ultimately Doeg HaAdomi who did the killing. And later, when Shaul infamously visited the Eshet Baalat Ov, seeking an answer for necromancy when Hashem was not answering him in other ways. Those that are aflame, Lohatim, are Doeg and Achitofel, who are chasing after Lashon Hara. Doeg was the chief herdsman of Shaul, who told Shaul that Achimelech, the Kohen Gadol of Nov, had helped David to escape Shaul, a falsehood that led to the massacre of all of the Kohanim of Nov. The men with spears and arrows, the Chanit and Chitzim, are the men of Keilah. The people of Keilah told Shaul that David was hiding in their midst. David had come to their assistance when they were fighting the Plishtim. We might understand their action and recognize their fear when we recall how callously Shaul murdered the Kohanim of Nov when he thought that Achimelech, the Kohen Gadol, had helped David. And the men whose tongues are like a sharpened sword are the men of Zif. Like the people of Keilah, they tell Shaul where to find David. But unlike the people of Keilah, David is not hiding with them. They travel to David and then told on him. Pasuk Vav, Ruma ala shamayim elokim al kol ha'aretz kvodecha, loom over the heavens, O God, over the earth your glory. Pasuk Zayin, Reshet hichinu lifa'amai, kafaf nafshi, a net they set for my steps. They pushed down my neck, karu lifanai sichai, they dug before me a pit, naflu betocha selah, they themselves fell into it, selah. Nachon libi elokim, nachon libi ashira ve'azamra, my heart is firm, O God. My heart is firm. Let me sing and hymn and praise. Why the repetition, asks Rashi? David is asserting his faith and commitment in God when God appears with Midat Hadin in the attribute of Din, judgment, and with Midat Harachamim when he appears with the attribute of mercy and compassion. Ura kvodi, ura haneva v'chinor, aira shachar. Awake my soul, awake O lute and lyre, I would store the dawn. This becomes David's theme, as Rav Hirsch explains. David is saying, God, you have chosen me by your servant and your instrument to sing praises to you amidst the people and the nations. Let every experience that you will send me here on earth be turned into the theme of a new song, so that I might employ it to broadcast the acknowledgement of you among human society and the recognition of your greatness among the powers that rule over men. We see David doing precisely that in the following psukim. These psukim are the source of a midrash quoted in Masechet Brachot about David. Kinor hayata loy lamala mimitato shel David, a lyre hung above David's bed. V'chivan shehigia chatzot laila, and once midnight arrived, ba ruach tzvonit, v'noshevet bo u'menagen me'ilav, the northern midnight wind would come and cause the lyre to play on its own. Miad haya omed v'osek batorah, David would immediately rise from his bed and study Torah until the first rays of dawn. Mikra, from what verse is it derived that David's lyre would wake him at midnight? Urach vodi, ura haneva v'chinor, aira shachar. Awake, my soul, awake, O lute and lyre, I would stir the dawn. The Midrash Psikta de Rav Kahana adds another line. David would say, "Let my soul, my kavod, my glory, rise before the kavod of my Creator, since my kavod is nothing like His." In this mizmor, we see how David's faith has grown, and there has been a progression of faith developing in all of these sequence of mizmorim. And we get an inside glimpse into the midnight ritual of David, Na'im Zmirot, of the beautiful songs. Rav Benny Bick Gesundheit notes and speaks about the Pizmon in Pasuk Vav and Yud Bet, promises to have faith in Hashem. It starts with a description of David running away from Shaul and hiding in a cave. He has lots of faith in the beginning, trust in Hashem. God is Elyon, but He is over me. God is over the world, the land. David must sing when God does. Kavod Hashem fills the world. When I, David, sing, I add Kavod Hashem in the world as well. Chastov Amiton Pasuk Dalit, the chesed comes from above to me. But in Pasuk Yud Aleph, we have the reverse. I sing to the heavens and join in the chesed and emet that are above. The direction shifts from trickle down to bubble up. I use my musical instruments to sing your praise and kavod. The overall tone of this mizmor radiates calmness and serenity, and we see a major shift from mizmor nun vav. The words that are similar between the two show the advance from fear and concern to being calm and feeling the redemption, the Yeshua. And overall, in the last five mizmorim, we've seen a steady progression of hatzalah, of being saved, and more faith. Help us appreciate how David's faith and commitment grew over time. They give us hope for how our faith and commitment can grow as well. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bat Chaim Leib.